producing over 500 hours per week of talk radio. GCN Live is a world leader in talk radio. Archives for the following program can be found at GCNLive.com.
Welcome to America Tonight. Hey, everybody. My name's Kate Delaney. Boy, what a show we have for you coming up this hour. More reaction to the president's speech, his plan to destroy the Islamic State. Is it strong enough? At least what we've heard anyway. The criticism continues. Do you feel as though it looks like we're doing the right thing, or perhaps more needs to be done? Are we good enough at fighting terrorism, just going through another 9/11, the 13th anniversary? What a solemn day in many, many places it was. It was also a day to remember, and it was also a day, I think, in some ways of celebration, because people have turned a corner. And when you lose somebody and you grieve and you carry that burden with you, after a while, what tends to happen, or hopefully what happens, is you start to remember the good things, the good times, and all of that. And I think that's starting to happen for some of the people who recognized their relatives, their husbands, their brothers, their sisters, their daughters today in New York City, certainly, even at the Pentagon, and ceremonies in Shanksville, Pennsylvania, because every year, it is a year, I think, that it should be remembered, 9/11. And the more people remember 9/11, I think the better, in a sense, because we don't want to forget. We don't want to forget the sacrifice of so many firefighters, the sacrifice of so many heroes on that plane in Shanksville, Pennsylvania, and the countless other heroes who helped people on that day, in some cases, escape injury and even death. Coming up, it is about the numbers, so we will do a We Can Count. Yahoo now facing a big fat fine every day. Why? For not giving something that we're supposed to get when it comes to information. What does that mean? I'll explain with you here. This story, it is a very, very big. Can I say that again? Number. And that's going to kick things off when we talk about the numbers and We Can Count. In the meantime, so many of us were frightened about the whole Ebola plague and what was happening to too many people, frankly, in Africa, but also to Americans who were missionaries and trying to help people in Africa and fight Ebola. So a scary story started to leak out earlier in the day. When I woke up, it was the very first thing, very first text that I had read that somebody had sent to me from Washington. It was just a friend who's a reporter. It happened to come from there. But a survivor of Ebola donated blood to an American aid worker infected with the disease, and doctors treating him at a Nebraska hospital say he's responded well to the aggressive treatment. How about that? So what they're saying is Dr. Rick Sacra got blood transfusions from Dr. Kent Brantley shortly after he arrived at the medical center in Omaha last week. Brantley, as you all know, the big story there, was treated for Ebola in Atlanta last month. He and Sacra, of course, are close friends, and he had been working at the hospital in Liberia, too, and he got that experimental drug that doctors refused to identify. And he's had a lot of IV fluids and all the kinds of things that seemed to work on the last two people. And they say the doctors wanted to treat Sacra with everything available to hopefully give him the best shot at recovering. And it's looking as though that has happened, which is a very, very good thing. See, here's the thing about the Ebola outbreak, and it is frightening. It's not an airborne disease, as I have said many, many times on America Tonight, because if it was airborne, we would all be in big trouble. We really would. And there'd be massive panic behind the scenes. So this isn't the case with Ebola. However, it is also easily spread through fluids, because that's how it happens. not a good thing either. This is part of what the problem has been with the people that have been infected with it and their brushes with people with Ebola. So it's interesting here. Now we have another doctor, another situation, but it's looking a lot better so far for the Americans anyway. Here's another maybe good ending where we're not telling you some tragic story about what's happened, and especially when someone's been put in isolation, they come back and they're talking about the serum and are they out of the serum and what can they do to thwart this. It's unimaginable, as I've read more details on what an Ebola death is like, to think of dying that way. I can't imagine that. Jack from Down Under has already sent us something saying Australia has its first suspected Ebola case. And see, you wonder, beyond the borders of the United States and those that we've taken back that I've mentioned, and, of course, Africa being the place where the Ebola is emanating from, how many other countries are going to start to have reports like that where they suspect somebody has it, they have the symptoms, and they're just verifying it? How many times are we going to see this in other places? And then what kind of cautionary things are they going to do? And how are they going to treat it? As the Americans treat it? Or is there more serum that's being developed? Is the serum really the thing that's helping? And there's a lot of questions, certainly, when it comes to that. And that's the key thing in knocking down those questions. How many other countries are going to have a case here, a case there, and how many of those people are going to survive? Because in Africa, I mean, it really has been a plague. Well over 2,000 people. 2,000 people getting it and so many dying from it. Some being able to survive it, some getting some of the IV liquids, you know, fluids rather, that they needed, and some not getting them, and that's made a big difference. All right, also in this hour, we're going to take a look at the Ray Rice scandal. My, this has really spread. There are organizations coming out of the woodwork calling for the head of the NFL commissioner, saying that that the NFL knew. There was a report from the Associated Press that they had had video of Ray Rice smashing his wife in the face in the elevator in Atlantic City back in April. Well, do the math, we're into the season, and it's September. And now, because of the Ray Rice scandal, the debut of CBS's rather Thursday Night Football broadcast was revised because of the controversy surrounding the video of Rice knocking his fiancée unconscious. So the CBS sports chairman, Sean McManus, had to deal with it head-on and said the debut game featuring the Steelers at Baltimore was going to be handled certainly a lot differently when it was on the schedule than what ultimately happened, because the debut game had a track of Jay-Z's Running This Town featuring Rihanna, and they said there was other high-energy elements and even a comedic one that were dropped. Like, they went through lyrics and decided to have a more subdued tone and a journalistic approach. Can you imagine? So where football's supposed to be all hype and rock and loud and rap and, you know, whatever, excuse me, they decided to change it because of the situation with Ray Rice. Hang with us. What happened in that game and a whole bunch of other things. So we're going to flip your way next on America Tonight. Have you ever heard of a pharmacist who discourages the use of most prescription drugs? Well, pharmacist Ben Fuchs is that person, and boy, is he fascinating. He's a nutritional pharmacist and skincare specialist who operates out of Boulder, Colorado. And to hear this man speak is nothing less than inspiring, because he's charismatic and makes a lot of sense. He asks, why take dangerous drugs when all your body needs to stay healthy is all natural with no side effects? Pharmacist Ben sees the human body as a healing and regenerating system, divinely designed to heal and renew itself on a moment-to-moment basis. but it needs nutrition and nutritional supplementation. Ben says you've got to be on a nutritional supplement program if you want to be healthy in 21st century America, and he wants to help people get off the toxic drug treadmill and get on a good nutritional supplement program. I support what pharmacist Ben is saying and doing to help America get healthier, and I urge you to watch and listen to Ben deliver his powerful message at your convenience. Just go to AmericaTonightTeam.com. That's AmericaTonightTeam.com.
Mike Stenerson from Midas Resources. At no time in history have precious metals been more important, certainly not in my 22 years in the industry. The dollar has lost over 90% of its value in the last 60 years. No fiat currency has ever survived the government printing presses. Ours is not immune. The time is now to be proactive. 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. Anything tied to the dollar is at risk. CDs, annuities, 401ks, IRAs, stocks, bonds, you name it. So decide. Do you want to leave a legacy of wealth or debt for your family? The choice is yours. Call me at 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. That's 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. Be proactive, not reactive. Call 1-800-686-2237, extension 116.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document? Worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average over 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE. 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
Things have changed appreciably. I would admit that New York devotes more resources than any other city in the world protecting itself from the terrorist event. Over 1,000 police officers, obviously other agencies, fire department, Office of Emergency Management are all engaged in protecting the city. So we're much safer.
That's Ray Kelly, of course, the top cop in New York City. And you heard what he had to say there. That was the bagpipes that were playing during the ceremony down at Ground Zero. And Ray Kelly commenting on whether or not we're safer after 9/11 and the safety of New Yorkers, how he feels New York is now certainly one of the safest cities in America. I'll tell you this, you see cops everywhere in New York, you really do. Having just come back from New York less than, you know, a week ago, you look around every place that I was, I saw a lot of police officers. Even at one point I saw by the U.S. Open some with machine guns, which I had never seen before, and I wondered about that, if they were worried about the threat because it's such a big venue and there's so many people there and 9/11 was coming back up again. So I was reading these polls, because you know how I am with the poll thing. I'm the poll princess, as I like to say. And I wonder if you find this true. I mean, think about this for a minute. I mean, really think about this. Do you feel safer? Do you feel like we're not as safe? Or do you feel like we can never take it for granted? I'll tell you one thing, I think we can never take it for granted. But here's what this Gallup poll showed. The survey they did found that 55% of voters prefer the Republicans on security issues. Just 32% chose the Democrats. That really widens that gap, that edge that the Republicans hold when it comes to protection against terrorism, international terrorism especially, and military threats. That's 23 points. It's the biggest ever in a 12-year trend anyway. So this poll was taken right before the president delivered the speech to the nation on Wednesday outlining the strategy for defeating the Islamic State. And it showed some of those numbers that I said. Not only do Americans think Republicans do a better job in matters of security, they also give the Republicans the edge, 49-40, as being better at keeping the nation prosperous, similar to poll findings that came out on that same issue in 2010 and 2011. But it's interesting. So the Republicans still get the edge on security and the Democrats don't. But are we singing the same old tune over and over again? I mean, the bottom line is this: put the politics out of it. I mean, are we safer? Are we more exposed? Are they stopping some of the possible terrorist threats? I mean, think about the Boston bombings. And that could have been worse, and it was bad enough. The Boston bombings happened, and then when you go back and you look at the tape, you see them dropping the bags, and no one had any idea in trying to link it to anybody in that city initially, if you remember that. So there wasn't a lot of great intel there. In fact, some things had slipped through the cracks. That's one. There were some other things that were stopped. But with now the growth of ISIS, and we get through this 13th anniversary of 9/11, and you think, and as I said, that 9/11 could have been prevented because we could have gotten Osama bin Laden. That was a fall down on the Clinton job, on the Clinton years. And now ISIS is one of those groups that we could have stopped, certainly covertly, because let's face it, we have this coalition that we formed with England, and we've had that going on now for a while, so it would have made sense to just go after him, then and there, as we started to see America, the American intelligence started to see the swelling of the Islamic State. So, as I mentioned at the top, a lot of what 9/11 was about, thank goodness, I think, for the people who really felt the tragedy the most, who lost someone, is now about filling your heart with great memories of the people they lost. But still, the other side of the question is, for Americans and for everybody, is, are we still at risk? And how is that risk? How do we measure that risk? There are people that get paid millions and millions of dollars to look at the risk factors, to look at the threats. For example, the ISIS infiltration that we understand may have come up from Mexico because of some of the policies that led us a little exposed, more than exposed, at the border. I mean, I've said on this show many times, they always throw out the number of people in this country who are here illegally as 12 million, 11 million, 12 million, and it's so very, very far from what that number actually is. I had the pleasure earlier this evening of spending some time with, just an incredible patriot who was an assistant secretary at the Department of Labor and spent many years with working with various government agencies. And he talked about some of the research that he's gone through and come up with, and numbers that he's come up with. And the numbers do not add up based on the numbers that, you know, that are being thrown out. His name is John Mumford, and he wrote a great book called Broken. And we'll have him on the show coming up in the next couple of weeks. Hopefully we'll be able to catch up with him. But Mumford made such a great point, I thought, one that I've talked about before. When we look at, and people are talking about Mexico and coming up from Mexico, ISIS, not surprising when you think that the number of illegals, he pegged it even higher than me. He says that number is 44. He says it's $44 million, and nobody really wants to talk about those true numbers. He also, when we talk about what's the solution, his solution was you have to have a work permit. So jobs that they're doing that supposedly other people don't want to do, they have to pay for the permit, and the permit would have to cost in the area the coverage of whatever it is, covering their health, covering whatever the county or the city would charge, whatever it is that ultimately ends up in the laps of the area where there's been a surge of people living illegally, and they have to pick up the cost for education or the cost for hospitalization or any of that kind of stuff. He says that's the real solution when you have the amount of people that we're talking about. And how much has it cost us over the years to argue back and forth about the problem and not do anything about it? It's cost us $95 billion, with a B, $95 billion a year. So when we talk about Mexico and we talk about the threat and tracing the threat and how somebody could come across the border, this rolls into the conversation. So we have the problem of illegal immigration, and we keep talking about reform, yet nothing gets done. Then on top of it, we have the problem of who are the people that are coming in illegally and how many of them could be, whether it's 10, 20, 30, 100, however many, could be members of ISIS who will try to assimilate and could lie in wait for however many years in the United States. I mean, think about this. Think about the damage that could be done. So I love the work permit idea. I think it's a good idea, because if you could establish that in all these cities and these border areas, then there would also be some accountability. Then when we start talking about the numbers of people and, oh, what about terrorism? Because this is certainly, if not already, it's the next frontier. This is how somebody gets in. If it's not through the student visas, if there's too much worry or too much tracking, then this is the way to get through. And we're paying through the nose for it. And now we could pay with our lives if something should happen, because then we could very easily trace that back to somebody getting in through the border. So I thought it was interesting to hear John Mumford and listen to some of his ideas. Somebody who was a military guy, somebody who for years served and really tried to direct generals on some of the government waste, and adds up the numbers, and they certainly don't add up. Hey, speaking of numbers, we're going to seg into We Can Count coming up on the flip side.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com, and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective. UnseenNow.com, proud sponsor of GCN. UnseenNow's unparalleled encryption tools keep your communications secure. GCN.
I will never forget the day my son Jeremy told me he hated me and slammed the door in my face. I'm behavioral therapist Janet Lehman. Behavior problems can turn the child you love and your life into a nightmare. That's why my husband James and I created the Total Transformation, the step-by-step program that shows you how to fix the worst behavior problems and get your child to respect and listen to you again. No matter what the behavior, defiance, backtalk, angry outbursts, disrespect, we can help you stop it. Now you can get the total transformation for free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. You can keep it forever for free.
Limited number of free programs available. Call now 1-888-912-1595. 1-888-912-1595. That's 1-888-912-1595. 1-888-912-1595.
September is National Preparedness Month, so make it a September to remember by getting your emergency food supply from the Freeze Dry Guy. On sale this month are 2014 Stew Butter and Potatoes Unit. You'll get one number 10 can each of high-quality Mountain House Chicken Stew, Vegetable Stew with Beef, Pilot Crackers, plus the highest quality dehydrated ABC Stew, Butter and Potatoes for a total of 160 one-half cup servings. Retail value $161.41, but not this month. The Freeze Dry Guy offers the 2014 Stew Butter and Potatoes Unit for only $123.93. Save over $37. Plenty of protein, veggies, carbs for energy, and tasty, hearty, storable food with a shelf life of over 25 years. Call 866-404-3663. Free shipping to the lower 48 states. Click freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. That's freezedryguy.com. Hurry! The National Preparedness Month sale ends September 30th from the Freeze Dry Guy. The finest freeze-dried and dehydrated foods available anywhere for long-term storage.
At 30dayfoodsupply.com, you can now purchase a one-of-a-kind product not available anywhere else, a meatless burger dry mix in four delicious flavors. With our new Oregon Trail Foods vegan burgers, all you do is add water and fry. They need no refrigeration. They're packaged in Mylar bags with an oxygen absorber for a long shelf life. They're non-GMO. They're gluten, soy, nut, and chemical-free, but they're loaded with flavor and a good source of carbs and protein, yet low in sodium. Flavors include Italian, spicy Mexican, six vegetable, and black bean olive. Go to 30dayfoodsupply.com or call 541-229-0010 and order today. Eat them every day, take them camping, or save them for an emergency. Check them out at 30dayfoodsupply.com and click on the vegan burger icon. That's 30dayfoodsupply.com, where all of our products are produced in Oregon by Oregon Trail Foods. 30dayfoodsupply.com.
I mentioned the fact that CBS really toned down their coverage. They were worried about the music, and that's because of the Ray Rice situation. They figured they were just covering it straight journalistically, which is odd to say when you think of a football game, because, of course, Ray Rice is not with the Ravens anymore, but treating it with kid gloves, Sean McManus, who runs CBS. The Ravens rolled over the Steelers. No problem at home. 26-6, the final score. I'm not necessarily surprised by the final score in that one. You know, we do our nail the score thing, and it was not the nail the score game. However, it was one of the more interesting, was set up to be one of the more interesting games, I think, on the night. So the Ravens had a big crowd, 71,000 plus, and there was so much talk about the Rice video, but they were able to tuck it away. However, what's interesting, and here's our number. Do you know, I said 71,000 fans in Baltimore showing loyalty to the banished, disgraced running back. So many of them showed up to the stadium, and they were wearing their number 27, which is Rice, number 27 jersey. If Ray Rice, if the second video hadn't been released and Baltimore hadn't cut him, he would have been coming back in the next game for the Ravens. So he would have been back with the team. But now that's over because they let him go. And, of course, the NFL suspended him indefinitely. But 27s were everywhere in that stadium. He must have sold a lot of jerseys. They must have sold a lot of jerseys with that number because everywhere you looked, that's exactly what you saw. You know, there's a thing about tipping, and I don't know about the rest of you, and I'm sensitive to the tipping thing. I was never a waitress. I was a hostess, really, once when I was in school, but I have friends that were waitresses. And I said this, though, at some point during the show recently, somehow it came up, that if you're going someplace and you're going to eat or do whatever it is you're going to do, you got a tip. Otherwise, go to McDonald's, go to Wendy's, go to wherever, but these people that wait on you don't get paid anything. I mean, really, they get such a low hourly wage, it's ridiculous, and the reason for that is because of the tips. So check this out, and I hate to say this because this kills me because it's a Philadelphia Eagle, but LeSean McCoy left a 20-cent tip for a waiter at a Philadelphia restaurant on Monday. However, because there was so much criticism of this, you know, we live in the world of cell phones in your face every day, things being recorded, people being wiretapped. You're like, you don't know who's listening, basically, right? So when that story broke that here is this filthy rich running back for the Eagles who leaves a 20-cent tip, what gives? And he said, I tip on my service, that there's a difference between good service and I had bad service. So there's a big difference between just being rude and disrespectful. That's how I went. McCoy and some friends had lunch Monday afternoon at PYT. It's a burger place in the Northern Liberties section of the city. The check came to $61.56. McCoy, whose base salary is $7.6 million, left a tip of 20 cents. 20 cents. I don't know, fair or foul. What do you think? He said the service was bad. So that was not about anything other than the service. But I love it. The co-owner of the restaurant took a photo and posted it up and told the world, this guy's a cheapskate. Look what he did. Unbelievable. Here's the bill, and here's what he left, which goes back to my point of, you know, everybody is always watching. Just when you think they're not, they are. They're watching. All right, there's a big story also that broke, and this is happening right now. Still nothing new on this. But T.J. Lane, who killed three students in 2012, has apparently, because they've warned families about this, apparently he escaped from prison. Remember the kid's face? I mean, I'm sure you can almost see it. I certainly can. The Chadron Police Department said that they're beefing up the patrols because T.J. Lane's victims and people in the area, they're worried about it. They're worried about maybe he's headed back and trying to get some justice or upset or whatever it might be, but he escaped. So because he escaped and they're looking for him and have not found him, they're concerned about would he be returning there or no. Has he gone someplace else completely different, just escaping and getting out? Yeah, how in this day and age do you escape? I just have to say, how do you escape from prison? How does that happen? I mean, you know, I've watched Shawshank Redemption. I've watched prison movies. And I covered in television in Albuquerque a prison escape where they actually had a helicopter that landed in the middle of a courtyard and got somebody out. How that happened, I have no idea. And news cars and police cars and everybody else were out hot on the chase. And that criminal ended up terrorizing a family and ended up in California, and they finally caught him. But this T.J. Lane, they say they don't know how he broke out of the Allen Oakwood Correctional Institute in Lima, which is about 90 miles northwest of Columbus. He escaped with two other men at about 7:40 in the evening on Thursday. So they're searching the neighborhoods all over the place near the prison. He walked into the school cafeteria. This is what he did in February of 2012, if you don't know the story, with a .22 and randomly started shooting. He fired 10 rounds, killing three students. Two others were hospitalized, and a third was nicked in the ear. And the story was so chilling to hear so many of the students talk about it. And Shadron is a small community. It's less than 6,000 people, but it's a sleepy little sort of hamlet area. I had some friends there when I went to school in Ohio, and I remember it well. And this really rocked their world when this happened. And now somehow with these two other guys, he escaped. So, like I said, how do they escape with the amount of guards, with the technology we have? Apparently, they didn't have, enough security there, right? All right, this is a big one. Yahoo wins a battle in the secret surveillance court. So, you know, that whole thing of what the data collection was going on with the government. Remember the whole metadata and what they could ask for and all that kind of stuff. So check this out. This is the big number. Yahoo said Thursday that it won release of 1,500 pages of documents filed in the surveillance court. They say the documents came from an unsuccessful lawsuit they brought in 2008 challenging the government's right to demand user information. The company won last year when portions of the closed documents were ordered public because, remember, people were blaming them. And they also noted that disclosures from the Foreign Intelligence Surveillance Court are extremely rare, which is very, very true. So this is a huge win for them. And here's that other big number. This came from the announcement from the Yahoo lawyer, who said at one point the U.S. government threatened the imposition of $250,000 in fines a day if we refused to comply. So when they were trying not to comply and saying, no, we're not going to give you any user information, that's what they were threatened with them. And most of the stuff is, it's mostly unredacted surveillance orders from the federal government and the surveillance court ruling from that lawsuit. So initially, Yahoo was blocked from publicly releasing the decision, and then they lifted that. So that is huge when you think of the NSA and the tech companies caught in the net that people use, Facebook and Google as well. And the fact that they won that is very, very, very big. One, because we can see how deep it goes, but also they had that hovering about their heads in the beginning as though it was their fault because they tried to stop it. They didn't want to turn over any information, and the government kept trying to twist the knife in a sense, however they could, to get them to release the information. So that is a very, very big win. At this point, I think we should know anything we can know. Tell us what's going on. Just lay it all out there at this point. Between Ed Snowden and everything else that we've heard, we might as well know what the specifics of how they were forced to eventually relent and turn over information that they absolutely did not want to do. I remember the California earthquake and in Napa and how big that was, and how I remember coming on the air not long after on that day. It was a weekend. It was a Sunday, and I can remember saying, it's amazing that you see all the damage and nobody was killed, but now they're saying there is one death. A 65-year-old woman died Friday because of injuries that she suffered because of the quake. Lori Thompson was hit by a television in her home and didn't initially go to the hospital. She felt dizzy. Her family observed her functions to see if they were impaired or not, and then she went to she collapsed and then went to the hospital. Her condition got worse. She died Friday morning from intracranial hemorrhage due to injuries sustained from the earthquake is the official cause of death. That was 6.0, strongest in 25 years. Stay with us.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
On Facebook, on the news, and in conversations with friends, we're bombarded every day with advice on how to be healthier, from gluten-free and non-GMO diets to how much exercise and sleep the body needs. But how much have you heard about alkalizing the body? AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops are a holistic and natural way to get your body's pH levels back in balance. Just a few drops in water will help your body rid itself of harmful waste, and even the healthiest of diets can be complemented with your daily use of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops. Who isn't looking for more vibrance, vigor, and energy? Now buy two bottles of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops and get $10 off your order. Visit AlkaVision.com or call 800-518-7615. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops are packed with a powerful combination of the most alkaline minerals and compounds. Open the door to greater health, vitality, and zest for life. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health. Call 800-518-7615 or head to AlkaVision.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
If you own a business, you need customers, right? Well, your potential customers are listening to this radio program right now, and I can help you reach them. Hi, I'm Matt Brower, a national marketing executive at the radio network responsible for this program. I can help you customize a national radio campaign that fits your budget, large or small, while targeting your specific audience. Contact me to learn how radio advertising can make your business more profitable. MBROWER at GCNLive.com. That's MBROWER at GCNLive.com.
Nice sentiment, huh? Especially as we turn the page on another remembrance of 9/11. The conversation is all about ISIS, the CIA releasing some information on how big it is, because this is the other thing. You've had exaggerated numbers and then no numbers at all, and then trying to figure out how many. We just came out of that segment. We can count, and they say, the CIA, their analysts, believe that there's more than 31,000 ISIS militants all together, give or take. Now let's see what the Arab world is going to do. So far they've been sort of lukewarm in their support. Without a doubt, to me, that is one of the biggest keys. They have to be in the middle of this. They have to be in the middle of what's happening with the Islamic State. And, you know, we look at targeted strikes and we look at this coalition, but it has to ramp up fast. It has to go, because already we are behind in this game to nail them. This is whack-a-mole at its most serious. Trust me, you don't want them in your backyard. I don't want them in my backyard. So we come off of the president's speech. How confident do you feel that we're going to get them and we're going to cut off the snake's head the best we can? You know, something will always grow back. 855-266-5283. 855-266-5283. If you want to throw in your two cents, or you can flip me an email, americatonight.net. A lot of people had a lot to say about now what they think is going to happen moving forward and what they believe needs to happen. And also partly to do with safety and are we safer now than we were if you wind the clock back to 13 years ago and 9/11. Jack in Australia. Hello, Jack.
Hello, Kate. Yeah, it's funny you play the All You Need Is Love from the Beatles. When I was younger, I thought it was going blah, blah, blah. And it seems that every time we cover something on the program from President Obama, at some stage within the next one or two days, either Nathan or Matt use that, and I keep thinking, blah, 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 coming out.
Touché, that's funny.
His speech about taking on ISIL was more blah, blah, blah. There was a lot of words without a lot of substance. You know, it is going to cost the taxpayers a bucket load of money, and all it's really going to do is arm people who on any other day of the week or for any other reason would turn those weapons on us. You know, 12 months ago we were looking at bombing the snot out of Bashar Assad. Now, which would have helped ISIS.
Yeah.
Now we want to give weapons to Assad to fight ISIS. The logic in this just doesn't make sense. And it's going to cost, $500
billion? $500 billion.
Over the next 3 years, you know, once again, it's one of those plans that's going to go beyond the next general election. And I keep coming back to my idea, which we discussed last week. Okay, these people want help. They want certain things like intelligence, air support, and so on. We can give that, and we can still attack into Syria and so on without it being a big congressional nightmare by using private military contractors. I mean, they will be vetted by the State Department, which means they're not going to then turn around and use the weapons against us. You know, they can be leased to the private military contractors. A payment could be in the form of, say, I don't know, crude oil. The average super tanker can carry about $100 million worth, give or take the fluctuations. So, okay, let's turn around and say, right, to Iraq, the Yazmiris, the Kurds, we will supply you the technical expertise, the training, the people that will help you with your training, but we will supply aircraft and pilots. We're not going to give you this stuff because, quite frankly, you can't be trusted with it. We will supply the aircraft. We will supply the experienced pilots. You tell us where to hit, and we will go and do it. That, to me, seems to be the best way. And more importantly, it doesn't cost the taxpayer any money. It also removes the constitutional limitations of having to declare war on Syria just to go after the bad guys.
Yeah, it makes too much sense, Jack, though, so that's why it would never happen. But you're absolutely right. Why can't we attach that to oil? Why can't we attach that to something else and have it come back that way? It makes sense.
Yeah, I was speaking to a friend of mine who's recently just been removed from flight status from the U.S. Air Force. Why?
Mm.
Because he is now considered too old at 45 to be a fighter pilot. Now, someone with that level of experience, they're not going to be doing high-level dogfighting in this sort of operation. We're mostly talking ground strafing or precision bombing. So a pilot with those sorts of skills would be snapped up by any of these military contractors, give them an F-16, give them an A-10 or whatever, and let them go out and continue their service. And, you know, we can literally bomb ISIL back into the Stone Age, and because there's not that need to for Congress to declare war with another foreign power. These are independent contractors. They're not bound by that. They can cross over international lines, as ISIL is already doing, and they can take the fight to them where these cowards are hiding.
Absolutely. They are cowards. Flush them out, get them out, blow them up. Absolutely. And what's the smart way to do that? And you know this, Jack. I mean, you're someone who fought. The longer you wait, you come up with a strategy, you've got to roll on that. You've got to start to implement. And that's the scariest thing. We can waste our breath talking about what's being done and how it's coming to fruition and coming up with this coalition. But you got to move, right?
Exactly. I think part of the problem is we've got so many generals now that are more interested, yep, that are getting ready for a career in politics, that they're not willing to think outside of the box. We're still trying to fight an unconventional enemy in a conventional manner. Whenever the U.S. deploys in these things, they go with all these massive numbers of troops and throw, you know, large numbers of bodies at the problem. We are talking about an enemy that is a guerrilla force. Surely we should have learnt that lesson in Vietnam. We should have learnt that lesson the first time around in the Gulf War. We should have learnt that lesson going into Afghanistan. We should have learnt that lesson going back into Iraq the second time. You know, how many more people need to come home in body bags because the generals don't see those of us that are rank and file enlisted members on the front lines as people? You know, they're really going to have to start playing this game from a different playbook. And it's time that many of these armchair generals were retired and new blood was put in there, people who are willing to think outside of the box and approach it from a different way.
Yeah, absolutely. Well said, my friend. Excellent stuff. Absolutely, I agree. And it's time for the empty words to be pushed aside. Yeah, this is part of the problem with the politics the way we have it now. I just want you to think about this for a second, because we have midterm elections coming up, right? So take the Speaker of the House, John Boehner. If you're the Speaker of the House, just like Nancy Pelosi was as well, for example, your retirement, I mean, once you've been the Speaker, when you retire, what do you get every single year till death? $275,000. What does an average member of Congress get? $175,000. So $275,000 for the Speaker, $175,000 for somebody in Congress. We are footing that bill. That is their retirement. All these people who are supposed to represent us that we are incredibly frustrated by. How sweet for them, huh? It's time for a change. Boy, I can feel it. Pick the right people, folks. Pay attention in the future and for the upcoming midterms. Thanks for listening to this hour of America Tonight.
If you need to say happy birthday, happy anniversary, thank you, or simply I'm thinking of you, ProFlowers.com is the key. ProFlowers has stunning bouquets, like the best-selling 100 blooms for $19.99. Plus, ProFlowers will include a glass vase for free. Sending someone a wonderful surprise of beautiful flowers sent fresh from the fields is easy. Choose the bouquet you like, pick the delivery date, and each order is 100% guaranteed. Plus, all bouquets from ProFlowers are guaranteed to last at least 7 full days. Beautiful, fragrant flowers, picked fresh and sent to your loved one for lasting enjoyment. To get this incredible savings and send someone 100 gorgeous blooms with a free vase for $19.99, go to ProFlowers.com. Click the blue microphone in the top right corner and enter code PLOW. That's ProFlowers.com. click the mic, and enter code PLOW.